Today's scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 10, verses 4, 16, and 22, chapter 11, 1, 4, 18, 24, 26, chapter 20, verse 23, chapter 28, verse 25, chapter 30, verses 8 through 9.
今日宣讀經文是箴言的第10章4節和16節，21節4、18、24、26節，20章的23節、28章的25節，30章的8至9節。
We will first read this responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我用企業方式來讀，先用英文讀，由中文讀出。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4. A slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. The blessing of the Lord makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. One gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give, and only suffers want. A greedy man stirs up strife, but the one who trusts in the Lord will be enriched. Let us read verse 9 together. Lest I be full and deny you and say, Who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God.
箴言的第10章4節，我用啟用方式來讀。 守懶的要受貧窮， 守勤的卻要富足。 耶和華所賜的福使人富足， 並不加上憂慮。 發怒的日子，資財無益， 唯有公義能救人脫離死亡。 有施散的卻更增添， 有出息過度的反致窮乏。 心中貪婪的挑起爭戰， 倚靠耶和華的必得豐裕。 第9節，恐怕我飽足不認你，說耶和華是誰呢？又恐怕我貧窮就偷竊，以致褻瀆我神的名。
God bless the reading and hearing of his word.
神祝福讀的和聽他話語的人。
Title of Pastor Wilson Chang's message, Wisdom Concerning Our Money.
今日牧師為正道題目是關於我們錢財的智慧。
I think you'll all agree with me that we need wisdom every day.
大家都同意就係話，我哋每天每日嘅都係需要有智慧。
And the reason that's so is because the right thing to do is always not the obvious thing to do.
因為係一個係好啱嘅，我需要有智慧，但其實唔係好明顯嘅，我應該知道點樣去做。
We see in the Old Testament that King Solomon prayed fervently for wisdom.
大家看到就是說，所羅門王他從前都很努力地去祈求有智慧。
For those of you who are familiar with the Old Testament, 1 Kings 3:9, there Solomon asked God for an understanding mind that I may discern good versus evil.
而所羅門他都有祈求，就說他祈求神給他有智慧，讓他能夠判斷是與非。
Let me repeat that. 1 Kings 3:9, he asked this King Solomon, praying to God, he asked God for an understanding mind that I may discern between good and evil.
第3至9節就話， 所以求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的民，分别是非，不然谁能判断这众多的民呢？
Now why pray that?
为什么所罗门要这样祈祷呢？
Didn't Solomon, just like you and I, have the Ten Commandments before him?
所罗门不是说他跟他一样，已经有十诫教导他怎样去身边去分辨是非是非呢？
Isn't God's law enough for us to discern what's good and what's evil?
神已经给有这个的律法，不是已经告诉我们什么叫是与非了吗？
Well, he needed more, because he needed wisdom in all areas of his life.
但所罗门他更加想更加知道多，因为他知道要怎样去做。
And so do you and I.
也都是我们一样，我们都需要的，有一个智慧。
You see, literally in Hebrew, a listening mind, that's the phrase that we just heard from 1 Kings 3:9, a listening mind that discerns good versus evil is an understanding mind. You see, understanding mind can be translated listening mind.
就話有呢個嘅智慧，就係話我明白嘅智慧，就等於一個好似你有聽到，你打開你嘅心眼嘅智慧。
And so Solomon prays for that wisdom, a listening, understanding mind from God.
而所羅門就係話佢祈求神俾佢有一個心去聽，亦都係能夠明白嘅智慧。
Because he was the king, and he needed to discern what's good, not only for himself.But what's good for the nation, and what's bad for himself and the nation?
Because Solomon, he is a king, he needs to have this wisdom to differentiate, not only for himself, but also for his country. What is good, what is bad?
And you and I, moment by moment, every days of our lives, face decisions to make.
And we, every day, every day, do need to have this wisdom to make a decision.
And so, are you praying?For a listening and understanding mind from the Lord to discern good versus evil.
所以我哋自己有冇祈求神俾我哋有一个有听道嘅心，亦都系有一个智慧嘅心去明白咧
？If not, you ought to.
如果你冇嘅时候，你应该都会咁做。
Now there are negative and positive connotations concerning money. That's the topic in those selected verses of Proverbs today. Money.
而今天我所读嘅一段经文就系教导我哋一啲点样去睇呢个金钱。
And some of those negative and positive connotations concerning money, some are obvious and some are obscure.
而今日所睇嘅关于个有关于钱嘅智慧，就话有啲好明显嘅，有啲可能系好隐蔽嘅。
Let me give you one on the negative side that's obscure.
我讲俾你知一个负面嘅睇点样睇金钱，好似唔好明显嘅。
Sometimes we have to be pointed out. Sometimes not. Money makes us feel secure, makes us feel in control, makes us feel important.
金钱可以令到我哋觉得好似我哋好有安全感，有一个嘅重要性。
And the Bible says it's dangerous to idolize money.
而圣经话咗俾我哋知嘅，若然我哋嘅心成日都谂住系钱方面嘅时候，就变成我哋心入边嘅一个嘅偶像，系好危险。
Our itch for more holds us back from obedience to God。
而我哋咧个心痕咧就想赚多啲钱嘅时候，我哋嘅咁嘅时候嘅心就会令我哋离开咗神。
Our money, our earning of it, our investing of it, our spending of it can distract us.From what we're called to do for God.
而我哋嘅成谂住我哋嘅钱点样去赚钱或者投资去点样去消费，会令到我哋去离开神。
You see, if most of your time involves the earning and the spending and the investing of your money, you don't have time for a character development.
好多时我哋将我哋嘅时间用喺我哋嘅投资赚钱。怎样去想着我怎样去用的时候，我们没有时间自己的去培养我们自己人生的品格。
Character development are the fruits of the spirit.
什么叫人的品格？就是说神给我们几个的智慧，给我们有一个的应该要有的品格。
There are a couple of lists of those character traits in the Bible. For example, in Galatians.
就在加泰书又讲，就话我哋应该有嘅人嘅品格。
Right, for example, there's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control.
就我哋应该有仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔节制。
God doesn't just zap character into us. It takes development. It takes cultivation.
神不是说突然间给我们一次过给我们有这样的品格，而是我们要慢慢不断的人生里面慢慢培养。
It starts with making the time to commune with the living God.
就是我们要每时每刻的要怎样跟神有一个沟通，去培养这些人的品格。
And as you trust and obey Him, little by little, you grow in your character and faith.
就是说我们每天的就是跟神有关系的时候，有沟通，这些品格，这些神的属性，我们就慢慢地培养出来。
Are you making your time to do that?
你自己有没有时间去培养这些品格呢？
You see, if you're busy figuring out how do I make the most of my money, how do I spend it, how do I invest it, I'm spending all my time earning it, you don't have the time for that.
但如果我们时间用在很多时间，是用在我怎样去赚钱，怎样去用钱，怎样去投资的时候，我们没有时间自己去培养我应该有的品格。
And God, through His Word, says that's the treasure of your heart then.
神就说，如果你的心是摆在哪里，你的财宝就摆在哪里。
Now we'll say more on the negative or the dark side of our love for money a little later, but as you read in these passages, especially Proverbs 10:22, there's a positive view of money in the Bible.
我们应该更加会讲更加多的关于负面的金钱的问题，但是都在圣经里面讲到有正面的怎么去看金钱。
Teddy, if you don't mind, if you could shine up again Proverbs 10:22. It's such a positive verse concerning money.
就说在箴言的第10章22节，是讲到正面的去看金钱。
The blessing of the Lord makes rich, and He adds no sorrow with it.
就说耶和华所赐的福使人富足，并不加上忧虑。
Now, why such a positive verse concerning money?
为什么有一个正面的去看这个金钱呢？
Well, and this is on slide 2, Genesis 1:31, and God, what? Saw everything that He had made, and behold, again, everything, including money, it was very good.
因为在创世纪第一章的时候，第一章讲的就说，神所看见一切的所做的事都是好的，包括了神去创造这个世界。
And why is it good?
为什么是好呢？
Because God has packed into this world, the world you and I live in, vast potentialities for the wealth creation.
因为神所创造这个世界是充满着这个有潜能的，是有富足的国家。
For example, my daughter Carol lives in the Midwest, Bloomington, Indiana.
牧师的女儿是住在美国的西边。
One of her friends said, hey, you're from New York, you know? There's tons and tons and tons of people in New York.
他的朋友就告诉他，你们在纽约来的，纽约那边有很多很多人。
Did you know, Kara? Most of my neighbors are cornstarch stalks.
但你知不知道在西边我的邻居呢，其实很多都是住在一些种着粟米的地方。
I never see a person. I always see corn. Miles and miles and miles of corn.
我住的地方的邻居，我见人就见不到，就见到粟米。
And the reason I point that out is because wheat, corn from the American Midwest feeds the world. Wealth creation. God gave America that rich, fertile farmland.
但你知不知道美国的中西部，很多州其实是充满着很多有小麦和种粟米的地方，去供给这个世界的供用。
California. I lived 6 years in California. California supplies some of the world with soybeans, fruit, and vegetables.
而知不知道加州其实给出很多的种很多的大麦、大豆、生果和蔬菜。
You see, all that was what? Wealth creation from God.
这些所有的种的谷物，其实都是神给出这个财宝。
Now I know you might be thinking about yourself about, how about the even distribution of things? We'll get that to that in a moment.
咁我会讲解关于正面和负面嘅更加多。
But you see, Even what's under the earth is from God. Gold and silver and gems are hidden under the earth.
就算在地底下面的都是神所创造神所供给的，地底下面有金有银。
And God made that too.
也都是神所创造。
Right, if, you know, maybe you got a diamond ring from your husband. Diamond ring from the earth, under the earth.
甚至是女士所戴的这个的钻石戒指，那个钻石都是在地底下而出，而那个都是神所去创造。
In fact, in Genesis 2, God put gold, fine gold, in the world before sin came along. You can look that up, Genesis 2:11 and 12.
而创世纪第二章已经讲过，就是说在罪入来以先，而神已经将这个的金和银已经摆在世界上。
And if you look up those verses, interestingly,it also says the gold was not evenly distributed around the world.
更加奇妙讲就话喺创世记第二章十一十二节讲就话嗰啲金银唔系话喺每个国家系完全嘅公平嘅分布。
It said it was located in the land Havilah.
而嗰啲金银其实系神系摆喺个夏非拉嘅地方。
You see, God created a world in which some people would have more financial opportunities than others.
而神就话摆喺世界上有。
Now, why would God do that?
为什么神会这样做呢?
Well, it's to challenge us, right? It's to challenge us so that we can share. If we are in an area of bounty, then we're called by God to be like God and share the wealth.
神就话用呢个方法嚟挑战我哋，俾我哋话明，俾我哋知道，有啲国家嘅系有富裕，有啲国家冇咁富裕。而你处于富裕国家嘅时候，你就要学习点样去分配，点样去分享你嘅财宝俾其他国家。
Because we're made in the image of God. God Himself is the ultimate share of good things. He is gracious and merciful.
而我哋就应该去像神一样，我哋系有佢嘅样式而去做，要好似一样嘅神一样嘅，点样系？很慷慨的去分配给其他人。
Do you see the biblical worldview? It's ultimately positive about the creation of the world.
大家看到其实这个在神的创造当中，其实是一个很正面的去看金钱怎样去分享一个财宝。
And did you know before the Bible was written, people in the ancient Near East, they saw the universe as a result between a battle between the good gods and the bad gods.
大家知唔知其实喺个圣经所写之前，人会觉得系呢个世界嘅宇宙系因为有个神，一个好嘅神同埋有一个坏嘅神，佢哋两个争战而成嘅。
And that line of thinking made the world the leftovers of a cosmic catastrophe.
而佢觉得就话哦，佢哋因为两个神打完仗之后，呢个世界就系一个结果。
Right? Because what did the Greeks think? The Greeks.Saw the universe as an icky material barrier to spirituality.
而希利文就觉得依个宇宙就系同依个属灵嘅世界系分开嘅。
But as you can see on slide 2, the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, protests every worldview that tarnishes the Creator and His creation.
但圣经好清楚话俾我哋知道，世界所点睇嘅世界，点睇呢个嘅创造主系错嘅。
You see, our problem as human beings is not God.
我哋嘅问题，我哋嘅问题唔系喺神入边。
Our problem as human beings is not His creation.
我哋嘅问题亦都唔系喺神所创造当中。
You know what our problem is? Our problem is we look at God's creation in all its wonder, in all its splendor.And you know what we do? We say, that will satisfy me.
但我哋嘅问题就系话系，我哋觉得呢个世界神所创造所有嘢应该系去满足我。
We say to ourselves, now if I pursue the material world, all the wealth that is there, then I can stop feeling empty inside me.
我哋会觉得会讲，觉得就话若然我哋系有晒呢个世界嘅富足嘅时候，我哋嘅心入边就唔会有空虚。
Because the world will esteem me. I'm wealthy. I'm rich. I have a name for myself. I've made it for myself.
因为这个世界会看到就是说，哎，我是有钱，我是有地位的。
We bring our sadness to the creation when we say, you, creation, are my happiness.
但是当我们要说的时候， 这个世界，你世界这个所谓创造是应该是满足我的，是应该是我的世界的时候，原来你是这样去看的时候，其实会将你自己带入这个灰心里面。
And according to God's word, that idolatry is what adds sorrow, sorrow to your life.
但原来你看这样去看金钱，这样去看个富足的时候，其实只会将这个伤心，这个偶像是带在你的心中。
Look, if you will, to Paul's words. This is on slide 3. Teddy, slide 3. Proverbs 6, 1 Timothy 6:10 in a New Living Translation. For the love of money is what? The root of all kinds of evil. And some people, craving money, have wandered from the true faith and pierced themselves. With what? What does God's word say? With what? Many sorrows.
也在提摩太前书六章十节就这样讲到，就说贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引透离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
In Sunday school we're going over very important core values of a gospel-centered church.
我们在主日学讲到很多我应该怎样有这个教会，怎样是在我们生命当中应该有神的教导在我们心中。
And one of those core values which we've been going over the last 2-3 weeks is the gospel changes everything.
就说教导我们，就说圣经的教导 是改变了这个世界所有的东
西。 Because the gospel gives you new eyes,
因为
to see anything.
因为圣经的教导福音是给我们有一个新的看法，怎样看这个世界。
Anything in God's perspective.
我怎样看，用神的角度去看这个世界。
You see, now by faith in Christ, we look out at the same creation as we've been redeemed by God and think, if this is what God made, what better wealth will be in Him?
我就说看，若然你看到这个世界是这么好的时候，在神里面不应该更加好吗？
But then how does God do that? How does God bless us with money, with wealth?
但我就在看，就说究竟神怎样去祝福我们呢？怎样去祝福我们有一个金钱呢？
How does God actually put His money into your pockets?
就说神怎样去将钱真的放在我的袋子呢？
Well, through the dignity, as you see in Proverbs 10:4, if Teddy, if you don't mind to shine that up, the dignity of hard work.
就说圣经讲的话，就是要靠人的勤力的手去帮助我们自己去有一个富足。
If you can read with me again, Proverbs 10:4, a slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich.
就说手懒的要受贫穷，手勤的要富足。
You see, poverty, because of injustices, and we know the world is full of injustices, is no disgrace, right?
就说因为这个若然不公平的时候而受到 你不公平而受到贫穷的时候是应该的。
But Proverbs 10:4 says laziness is a disgrace.
但就话若然你起码你懒惰唔去做工而去贫穷嘅，呢个就系一个问题。
Our bodies thrive on working diligently.
但系因为就话我哋若然去做工嘅时候，我哋生命系有一个嘅运动。
Our emotions are satisfied when we strive towards a goal and we reach it.
当我哋去追求我哋嘅目标，去想去做嘢嘅时候，我哋生命系会有呢个嘅生命。
And when we have worked hard and earned money, and we're able to share some of that with others, that is true wealth according to the Bible.
而根据圣经的时候就话，咩叫真正嘅富足？就系话你能够去做工，你去赚取，而将你所赚取嘅同人哋分享。
You're very astute people. You don't need somebody like myself to tell you that poverty is never far away from anyone. You know that.
我大家都自己都好清楚，就系话我哋其实人唔系同呢个贫穷有好远离。
The diligent understand that.
做工嘅人佢哋好明白。
Because things never turn out well automatically, even in good times.
因为就算喺一个好嘅时候，喺人生嘅事上面，唔系话自己会好好嘅。
The hand of the diligent intervenes to keep.Making progress.
人是要作工，要去做工，先至能够去赚取去所要应该得嘅嘢。
Do you see what God is trying to tell you? In itself, money is good. It's part of God's creation.
所以睇下喺咪度就话神本身创造金钱系好嘅。
But in the hands of sinners like us, It can become destructive.
但是,
it can be a temptation.
但是钱对于一个罪人当中，是在我们人当中的手的时候，会成为一个引头。
We sinners make money a powerful curse.
我们人去将钱成为一个去引诱我们自己的生命。
And the sage in the book of Proverbs alerts us to some dark powers in you. Dark powers in you, in your heart.
圣经讲到就是说，这个金钱会成为我们心中的引头，会成为一个好，我们内心里面一个黑暗的力量。
That are there concerning money.
就是我们心里面有一个黑暗的力量去想着钱。
And this is one of the reasons why Paul wrote elsewhere in Timothy, 1 Timothy 6:6, in the New Testament, godliness with what? Contentment.
就是说我们圣经上所说的提摩太前书六章六节讲的就是说敬虔加上这个知足，知足就是心里面有大利。
And to complete his thought, is great gain.
就是说一个会，若然你加上这两样东西的时候，就会有一个，你生命当中有一个赚取。
I'll tell you slide four. What are some of the dark powers? Getting onto the negative side now of things. What are some of the dark powers in us, in our hearts, concerning the love of money?
就话我心入边当中有咩嘅黑暗嘅力量去成我去谂住钱嘅问题咧？
What are more of the negative influences? And I'm going to start with more of an obscure one.
就话喺金钱有咩嘅系点去影响到我哋生命咧？
And I sort of changed the order at the last minute. This is on slide seven, Teddy, if you don't mind. Money has the power to make you shallow, superficial.
就金钱会反而令到我哋会好一个人好表面。
Shallow means you don't have any depth to you. There's nothing inside you that's of character.
就话呢个金钱令我哋人好表面，我哋冇乜内涵。
It's all superficial, exterior.
就我人身边冇内涵。
And when trouble comes and you don't have character, you're in trouble.
就话冇内涵，意思即系话我哋当人有问题嘅时候发生喺我哋生命当中，我哋唔知点样去解决。
Look at Proverbs 11:4 again. It's stated right there clearly. Again, I hope you see it in the Word of God. Let the Holy Spirit and the Word of God minister to you. It says, wealth is worthless in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death.
就说法律的日子，资财无益，唯有公义能够人脱离死亡。
Now I'll venture that many of you, because many of you are Christians, when you read that, and you read the phrase day of wrath, you probably misunderstand it. You probably think that's judgment day.
当我看的时候，这个什么法律的日子，我们可能会觉得是神第二次再回来审判的时间。
But if you have a study Bible, or a one-volume commentary, or you're more familiar with that phrase, you'll know that's not what it's saying.
例如我们真的去看圣经的时候，我们去研究的时候，我们知道其实他所讲的法律的日子，不是讲到说神再次回来的时候。
Because the day of wrath is a Hebrew term for a really, really, really bad day.
法律的日子其实在圣经里面所讲的就是说，在我们的时间里面，我们有很差很差的日子。
It's a day of sorrow, a day of grief.
就说我们可能那天是很伤心，很多问题。
It's the day you get news that someone you love, that you love dearly, is going to die or has died.
或者说那天你会收到的消息，就说你心里当中有人过身。
It's the day when you find somebody you thought was your best friend, a trusted companion, and has betrayed you in a major way.
或者那天你会发现到，就说你所相信的人去压你，背叛你。
It's a day you're told you have a debilitating and fatal disease.
或者说那天你收到的信息就是说你得到一个末症。
See, that's what it's referring to. The day of wrath. Grief, sorrow to the utmost.
这个所说的法怒的日子就是代表那些日子。
And this is saying wealth is worthless. Worthless on a day like that.
就说当你去到那个时间的时候，伤心法怒的日子的时候， 金钱是不能够帮助到你。
And this can be taken in a couple levels. First, it means of those terrible, grief-filled days when the news is terrible, the danger is awful, money can't help you.
所以就说在那些日子的时候，金钱是不能够帮助到你。
In what way won't help you? It won't help you face the reality.
那些金錢不能夠去幫助到你去面對當時的問題.
Because only godly character, long suffering, love, joy, peace, only godly character will enable you to face your day of wrath.
就是那些金錢是不能夠在你傷心的日子能夠幫助到你，唯有在神裡面當中的慧格，唯有在那些我剛才所說的仁愛、喜樂、和平、溫柔、節制，才能夠幫助到你在傷心的日子時候怎麼去度過。
See, money can help. Money can pay for the funeral, right? Money can, you know, because you don't have time to labor for food, then you can buy the food, right?
是金錢能夠幫助到你，譬如說在一個傷心日子，有人過生的時候，我需要有金錢去搞個喪禮，或者你需要食物的時候，要用金錢去買食物。
It's not just that the money is worthless in a sense, it doesn't help you.
不是說錢是完全沒用。
But what it's saying is only character, godly character, can enable you to face those troubles in life.
但是就是说是唯有是神的位格当中里面，我们才能够解决了这个心中怎么去面对世界的问题。
And the implication here, as explained elsewhere in the Bible, is spending, making money, all your time doing that hollows out your character.
就是说我们怎么去用，怎么去赚取金钱，怎么去用金钱的时候，是会倒空了我们人生里面当中的品格。
Because you have nothing inside. Nothing inside that will enable you to deal with the situation.
因为我们如果人心中一边是常常的都是想着金钱的时候，我们心中一边是倒空的，是没有一个品格去面对人生的问题。
And you won't be ready for the day of wrath to come.
所以就说，若然有我人生里面当中有一个重要的时刻来到的时候，我们不能够去面对解决。
I'm going to state the obvious. Making money takes a lot of your time.
我们用很多时间去赚取金钱。
You might have two jobs to make the money.
可能你有两份工，你去赚取你想要的金钱。
Maybe you have three jobs.
你可能有三份工。
And maybe you take a job where you can make good money, but it takes up all your time.
你可能会做一份工，但嗰份工用你人生入边好多嘅时间去赚取呢个金钱。
Making money is extraordinarily time consuming. You know that.
我大家知道就系话赚钱系好嘥时间。
And not only that, spending money, right? Looking here and there, what's the best deal, right? Takes up tremendous amount of time.
赚钱是需要很多时间，但是用钱都要用很多时间，因为你会去睇边一度会系有平去买嘢。
And if you're so busy doing that, you can't develop godly character.
但系用我哋人生嘅时间系用喺点去赚同埋用金钱嘅时候，我哋人生入边冇乜时间去培养我哋嘅品格。
Because you don't have enough time to be alone with God, let alone alone with yourself.
因为我哋生命当中，我哋冇时间自己嘅时间去同神一齐有沟通。
You won't even have time to know yourself and your own tendencies.
你更加冇时间去了解你自己，究竟你自己系应该点样去做。
You won't have time alone with friends who can help you.
你自己冇时间同你有朋友有关系有出去有倾偈嘅时间。
Because those are the things that make character.
因为嗰啲沟通嘅时间，其实先至能够帮助到你去培养你嘅内涵，你嘅品格。
Long suffering, peace, love, joy, patience, gentleness, self-control.
就话嗰啲嘅，我哋有个培养，我哋有耐力，我哋有呢个嘅耐性，我哋有力量，呢啲系需要时间去培养。
If you have that inside you, you're not hollow.
若然你有嗰啲嘅时候，你嘅生命当中就唔会系空嘅。
And then you're ready for what God brings into your life.
就话若然你有嗰啲嘅神俾你嘅品格嘅时候，你就能够去面对以后你痛苦你需要嘅时间。
I hope you see that. If you spend all your time spending, making and spending money, investing money, you're not ready for the day of wrath.
所以话，若然你用很多时间是用喺你赚同埋点样去用金钱嘅时候，你唔会有时间去培养你自己去面对以后将来嘅问题。
You're not working on the things you need to work on in life.
我哋唔系用喺我嘅时间，用喺我哋应该要用嘅时间。
And that means you're hollow, you're shallow, your characters are shallow.
所以就话我哋变咗系一个好表面嘅人，喺生命当中系冇内涵。
You won't have the poise, the endurance, the strength, the patience, the fearlessness you need You need those things in times of crisis.
所以我哋需要人生命当中，我需要有一个耐力，我需要有忍耐力量去帮助我哋去面对人生重要嘅时间。
If you spend all your time making and spending money, you have to constantly be making financial decisions.
所以话，若然你用好多嘅时间去赚取金钱，用喺金钱嘅时候，你成日都系谂住点样去我人生入边嘅财政。
That's how they train you in the business world. Everything's a cost-benefit analysis, a return on investment decision.
我哋人生入边就点教导我哋，我哋点样去赚，点样去用，点样去有一个嘅财政，点样我先能够有一个嘅财政嘅平均平衡。
And when you're always doing that, it becomes an instinct.
但系话，原来我成日都系咁谂嘅时候，我人生入边就好自然嘅，每一分每一秒嘅都系谂紧，哇，究竟我哋应唔应该咁做咧？
That means it becomes part of you. It seeps out little by little.
就好不斷不啲不啲嘅咁樣去影響到我人嘅生命。
Seeps out into all the other areas of your life.
就話令到我哋咧喺每一個地方每一個生命，我點樣去作決定嘅，都影響到我哋。
Your friendships will be about money, right? Who will help you with money?
你会谂嘅就系话，究竟我同边个朋友一齐都好紧要啊！嗰个朋友会唔会能够去帮助到我金钱上嘅帮助咧
？It will influence how you spend your leisure time。
我哋会谂起就话，我应该点样去用我哋盈余嘅时间咧
？It will influence how you conduct your family relationships。
你都去金钱咁样嘅谂嘅时候，会影响到我哋喺家庭当中嘅关系。
That's what I mean. It hollows your character out。
呢个就系我意思，就讲话你人生入边变咗好表白，好表白。
You be shallow, superficial, an optic illusion.
就话好表面嘅，你只系睇到表皮上面。我哋人生入边应该点样？你睇唔到自己应该内心入边应该点样
？And you've concerned mainly about material things, not immaterial things.
就话只系睇到我哋人生入边表面上嘅我哋嘅实质上应该需要嘅嘢。
And Proverbs says you won't be ready. You won't be ready for the crisis.
所以就话真言讲同佢讲就话，若然你系咁嘅时候，你人生就唔会有准备到。若然有呢个嘅困难嘅时候，你唔会点知道点做。
Money can also make you dishonest, superficial.
金钱亦都帮令到我哋会唔 honest， 亦都系俾我哋有一个好表面。
Money in a more obvious way can make you arrogant.
而金钱亦都去令到我哋人会好自大。
Proverbs 30:8-9. If Teddy, if you don't mind, if you can shine that up, says, "Give me neither poverty." Again, poverty is bad in the Bible. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, "Who is the Lord?"
圣经俾你讲啦，箴言30:8-9讲到话，使我也不贫穷，也不富足。赐给我需用的饮食，恐怕我饱足不认你说，耶和华是谁呢
？Okay, those of you who are in Sunday school, who said that？
边个今朝有今朝边个有上过主日学嘅都听过，究竟边一句讲边个人系讲呢句说话嘅咧
？If you're in, I'll exclude the adults, children's Sunday school. Who said in the Old Testament, "Who is the Lord"？
在旧约当中，哪一个是这样说的呢？耶和华是谁呢？
It's in the book of Exodus.
在出埃及记里面所有出现的一个圣经人物，哪个这样说呢？
The Pharaoh of Egypt said to Moses, "Who is the Lord?"
就说在当时在出埃及记这个法老王，就是跟摩西说的话，究竟哪一个是耶和华呢？
Right. Let me paraphrase what Moses did in Exodus. He comes to Pharaoh, right? He said, "Hey, we're from the Lord God. We're from the Lord God." And what the Lord says, and Moses goes on, right? In Exodus.
在出埃及记嗰阵时，摩西就同呢法老王讲就话，我系从神而嚟嘅。神咧就咁讲。
And Pharaoh, the rich, powerful ruler of Egypt, which was the great empire at that time.
而法老王嗰时就系当时埃及嘅一个最大嘅掌权。
Pharaoh's famous words is "Who is the Lord?"
而法老王佢最出名就讲咩啊？耶和华系边一个啊？你所讲嘅神系边一个
？Right? What did Pharaoh say to Moses? "I don't need anybody telling me how to live."
就法老王就同摩西讲，同其他人讲就话，我唔需要咩人去教我点样去过活。
You see, it's very, very difficult to be successful, to have money, and to be humble.
所以就话，其实系当一个人去有赚到金钱嘅时候，佢有钱嘅时候，系好难，佢亦都系同一时间佢系好谦卑。
Now, I'll just kind of point your attention to just a few more of these other dark negative influences that money tempts us with. Again, don't forget, money is good. Money is good. That's what God says, right? But in the hands of sinners, it's bad.
就是讲到话，金钱本身神俾金钱嘅系好，但系喺金钱喺一个罪人当中嘅时候，会入边产生一啲黑暗嘅力量。
And Teddy, if you don't mind, Proverbs 11:26 says, "The people curse him who holds back grain, but a blessing is on the head of him who sells it."
就话箴言嘅十一章二十六节，我讲就话，存粮不卖的民必咒诅他，情愿出卖的人必为他祝福。
That's about control.
吓，依家就话讲到系一个控制力。
You see, someone selfishly hoards grain to drive up the price, supply demand, right?
啊，有啲人佢想就话若然佢已经有好多嘅大麦嘅时候，佢就收埋晒啲大麦，令到咧嗰啲个金个价钱咧就升高先。
Again, in the ancient world, agricultural world, grain was no luxury. It's your basic diet.
啊，第一谂就系话，当时嘅大麦系喺平民个个都要需要食嘅。
And holding back grain was a way to manipulate people at their point of real and daily need.
啊，咁咧出产大麦嗰啲人咧就收埋晒去，令到个价钱升高，咁佢咧先能够赚取多啲嘅钱。
And Bruce Waukee, my former Old Testament professor, articulates this in a wonderful way in his commentary on Proverbs.
就话 Bruce Waukee 佢自己亦都去解释当时呢个嘅当中箴言所讲嘅说话。
The righteous are willing to disadvantage themselves to advantage the community. The wicked are willing to disadvantage the community to advantage themselves.
就话义人嘅佢愿意去为到众人嘅去屈膝。而令到其他人嘅有祝福，有呢个嘅有利益，但系呢啲嘅其他嘅坏嘅人会令到会自己能够去赚取，而令到其他人有损失。
Again, he's referring to Proverbs 10:16. Again, it says the wages of the righteous is life, but the earnings of the wicked are sin and death.
亦都系箴言嘅第十章十六节讲就话，义人嘅勤劳自身，恶人嘅进攻致死。
Those are very striking words, aren't they?
啊，依个所讲嘅就咁解。
Here's the righteous person, and here's the wicked person.
啊，依个就一个公义嘅人，一个就系一个坏嘅邪恶嘅人。
And when money comes in the life of the righteous, what happens? It creates life.
就话金钱嚟到一个公义嘅人，就会俾出呢个生命。
But when the same amount of money comes into the life of a wicked person,Proverbs says it creates death.
就话圣经入边所讲就话，用同一样嘅金钱嚟到一个坏嘅人，会系产生呢个死亡。
Now what does that mean?
咩意思咧
？We have to understand the words righteous and wicked as it appears here.
依个就话你要明白就咩叫公义嘅人，咩叫坏嘅人。
The more money that comes into a righteous, a godly person's life, the more creates life.
就话当个钱去到公义嘅人，会更加有生命。
Because the righteous person wants to use it for good.
因为公义嘅人会用呢啲钱系为咗好嘅缘故。
The more money the righteous business owner makes, the more generous the salaries are going to be for his employees.
因为越多嘅钱，越公义嘅人去赚取嘅时候，佢会更加嘅慷慨，会俾翻嘅金钱俾到佢嘅工人。
And the prices for his customers will be more generously lower.
而呢个公义嘅人，佢所赚取咗嘅钱时候，佢所卖嘅货品都系会更加会平。
Because a righteous, godly person says, the money I'm making is not mine. God has entrusted it to me. He's enabled me to earn it.
因为公义人会知道就是说他所赚取的金钱，他能够所赚取的都是神所赐的，所以他应该供给翻俾人。
And part of that money should also be used for others in the community to make it flourish too.
所以就说他所赚的金钱应该用在社区当中，给到社区的人去得益。
Now, how would that practically look?
但是怎么去看呢,
well, just let me give you a few suggestions. Perhaps there would be a revenue sharing plan for employees.
就話譬如話喺實際上嚟講，就係話佢所有工人當中入邊有可能會更加有好嘅福利。
Profits would be invested back into the community, so the community at large would also prosper.
而所賺取嘅錢能夠去俾翻呢個社區，俾個社區有得益。
You see, righteous business owners are not trying to take every bit of profit and put it in their own pockets.
而佢所賺取嘅金錢唔會話全部係袋洗自己嘅袋入邊當中。
They're going to try to be more generous.
佢哋會更加嘅係更加慷慨。
You see, if you charge the highest prices for your commodity, no matter how good it is, and you pay the lowest wages to your workers, you're wicked. That's what God says. You are wicked.
所以話，若然你係將你嘅價錢，若然你係一個嘅有錢人，你將你嘅賣嘅價錢擺到最高，而你俾你嘅工人俾到最低嘅價錢，你就能夠去賺出更最多嘅錢嘅時候，你呢個人就俾一個惡人。
Let me explain it to you this way: a righteous person and a wicked person are thinking of buying a business.
就話諗下，譬如話一個公義嘅人同埋一個壞惡嘅人，佢去買一個嘅生意。
The wicked person, the only thing he cares about or she cares about is what's in it for me.How will I profit? Period.
一個惡人嘅生意人就係覺得，我究竟我點喺我生意當中能夠賺出最多嘅錢
？And for the most part, that person means what's the highest payoff for me?
惡人就諗嘅就話，究竟我能夠喺當中入邊，我點去賺取到最多嘅錢
？Now all the factors don't matter to the wicked person.
就話一個有錢嘅人就唔會咁睇。
If the sale affects others adversely, the wicked person.Says too bad.
嚇，若然有咁咩問世界上你嘅社區上有咩問題嘅時候，壞人會覺得呢個唔係我嘅問題啊。
In contrast to that, the righteous person, the godly person, is interested. Yes, he's interested in, or she's interested in profit.
但係有錢人都會去睇啊，點樣去睇嘅金錢。
But does my business produce human flourishing in the city?
但有錢人就會睇就話，我所賺嘅金錢用喺呢個金錢上邊，會唔會祝福到呢個社區咧
？Does it help my neighbor? Does it contribute to a better standard of life for all?
而一個有公義嘅人去做要生意嘅時候，會覺得就話，我所賺取嘅用翻喺個社區嘅時候，會唔會能夠幫助我嘅鄰舍，幫助佢哋成長咧
？That's what.The sage, the teacher in Proverbs is getting at the righteous person is not just out for themselves.
所以就話一個公義嘅一個有錢生意嘅人，唔會所諗住嘅賺取係為咗自己。
But in contrast, the wicked person says, "It's mine, and mine alone. Don't touch it. It's mine."
而一個惡人嘅生意人就覺得就話，我所賺取係我嘅，你哋唔好掂。
And that's why it says the wages of the righteous create life, life for everyone.
所以就話公義嘅人佢所做嘅生意，佢係祝福到人。係俾出有個俾出更加好嘅生命。
And the same money in the hands of the wicked produces what?
而一個惡人嘅生意人所賺取嘅金錢，同樣嘅金錢會俾到嘅死亡。
Societal disintegration because the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, tremendous gulf, end of society.
而所以就話，若然係咁嘅時候，就話越有錢嘅人就越有錢，越窮嘅人就越窮，令到呢個社會更加嘅破裂。
That's why, kids, you should study history. There have been nations that disintegrated because of that big gulf.
所以我作為依個年輕人嘅，我哋都希望你都能夠去讀依個嘅歷史。歷史教導我哋依個世界係點樣去行。
And not only is there societal disintegration, what's death to the wicked? Spiritual disintegration.
而呢個惡人嘅所做嘅工作，唔單止帶來一個死亡，唔單止帶來一個社會嘅破裂，而更加帶來佢人生入邊自己嘅問題。
Because it brings death spiritually to the wicked，
亦即係帶來一個喺我哋嘅內心入邊屬靈嘅死亡。
I hope you see the power of money. It's either going to make or break communities. That's how powerful it is.
我希望大家能夠睇到就話，金錢其實係好大嘅能力，佢能夠去。幫助呢個世界，亦都係能夠破壞呢個世界。
The Bible pulls no punches. It's very hard hitting. Money has the power to make or break you. It has power to make or break a society.
而今次聖經明講就話，金錢係一個好重大嘅一個嘅打擊，對呢個世界係能夠幫助呢個世界去成長，或者幫助呢個世界去破裂。
Did you know your neighborhood is dependent on you?
你知唔知道你所嘅鄰居其實係依靠住你嘅咧？
It's dependent on righteous people doing the right thing.
这个世界这个社区其实是依靠着一个公义是正直的人 去运行的呢？
And we all suffer when selfishness rules the land. We all suffer.
所以这个世界仍然是有一个自私的人去管理的时候，我们全部人都会是受苦。
Again, there are other dark powers. I don't know. You want me to continue or you want me to stop? You know, it's a little hot in here. I don't know. It's up to you guys. I'm okay. You want me to continue a little bit more or you want me to stop? I guess since you're here, you're sweating already, right? You might as well continue, right? That's what I think. I mean, you're sweating already, right? So, I mean, it's not going to... Another 10... If I cut another 5, 10 minutes out, is it going to help you not sweat? I don't think so, right?
我们要继续去讲。
I leave it up to you. If you
continue.
Want me to end, he says continue, so blame him, man. Conflict. Not only is control a dark power in our heart, look at Proverbs 28:25. Teddy, if you could hit 28:25. A greedy man stirs up strife, but the one who trusts in the Lord will be enriched.
就说金钱不单止是令到我们有一个觉得有一个控制力，而金钱也都在我们生命当中，让我们有一个生命当中有一个争战。圣经里面说，心中贪婪的要挑起争战，依靠耶和华的必得丰裕。
It's about conflict. You see, the phrase translated greedy is literally wide of appetite.
就说我们生命当中圣经里面所说的就是人的贪婪好像我们有很多想有得到不同的东西。
And that's an inner drivenness that overlooks boundaries and warning signs and limits.
就话俾我哋喺内心入边，我哋想得到唔同嘅嘢。
Do you see what it's saying? A greedy person is unsatisfied, unsatisfied with what they have.
贪婪嘅人就话佢内心入边佢唔得到有一个嘅满足。
And so he or she foolishly overreaches and triggers conflict.With others as they overreach.
就话佢生命当中唔得到有一个嘅满足，就自己去寻找，去产生，去攞更加多嘅嘢，去产生有一个争战。
And New Testament spells that out. If you hit slide 5, Teddy, James 4:2, you covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel.
圣经里面讲嘅就系话，就话你们贪恋，还是得不着；你们杀害妒忌，又斗殴争战。也不能得到。
See, Jesus does the opposite, right? Jesus does not come to take, he comes to give of himself.
耶稣他所来的时候，他不是说来拿，而是去给出。
And how can Jesus do that? He trusted in God the Father to be his giver.
而他所来，为什么耶稣基督能够做到，就是说他来的时候，他相信天父给他们，因为天父是一个给出的神。
And as Jesus trusted and obeyed God the Father, we benefited because billions of others benefited from his giving.
因为耶稣基督他知道就是说他所给出的 会成千上万的人会得福。
Because now billions of people around the world unite to him in peace and love.
因为世界人会一起联合，会更加会有一个和合，会给到有一个祝福。
You see, godly wisdom truly succeeds.It's true. What? The proof is in Jesus.
就神嘅呢个嘅祝福，神嘅呢个俾嘅智慧喺耶稣基督入边已经系成全。
Here's another dark power besides conflict. It's confusion, and you see that in Proverbs 11:18. That's it distorts the goodness of wealth. You see Proverbs 11:18 again. The wicked earns deceptive wages, but one who sows righteousness gets a sure reward.
就话圣经里面讲就话金钱亦都系另一个问题会产生一个混乱，就话恶人经营得虚浮的工价，杀义种的实在有实在果效。
Okay, why do I say it's about confusion?
点解我所讲话金钱会产生一个混乱呢
？Well, the words deceptive wages can also be translated wages that are a lie.
这个虚浮的工价也是说的，就是这个工价里面当中是有带着一个的谎言。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Well, selfishness tells us, get what you want, then you'll be happy.
这个自私人会觉得就是去拿你要所拿的东西，之后你才会有一个快乐。
But such so-called wisdom may seem so obvious as to be unquestionable.
而所谓有智慧的人就不是这么看。
But in reality, it's a lie. It's a lie That confuses us. It's not godly wisdom. Here's another negative influence, corruption. Again, that's on in Proverbs 20:23. I think I have it on slide 6.
也都是在箴言第20章23节.
Unequal weights are an abomination to the Lord, and false scales are not good.
兩樣的法麻為耶和華所憎惡的，詭詐的天平也為不善.
Again, that's one of the obvious, more obvious ones, so I won't spend too much time on it. And basically it's saying what? Like false advertising? You know, don't you hate that as a consumer? It's a false advertising. You buy something that doesn't work. You know, it's a waste. Or cheating, cutting corners. And notice the strong language. It says it's an abomination to the Lord. And so, how should we be thinking about our wealth now, with all the sayings of the negatives, how, and dealing with the control and the conflict and the confusion and the corruption? How should we be thinking about wealth?
所以我們知道了，我們說到就說這個財富令到我們人生裏面可能會有個控制感，有這個混亂，讓我們有這個貪念的時候，我們應該怎樣有正面的去面對，去看金錢呢？
And this is on slide 8. Remember, the text doesn't say go and sell all you've got and give to the poor. It doesn't say that.
聖經沒有說到，你賣了你所有的東西去給窮人，沒有這樣說。
But what it does say is first, don't be arrogant. Don't be arrogant in what you are, in who you are, what you have.
聖經跟我們說，我們不要去自大，不要去自大你自己有什麼，你是哪一位。
Don't be like the world that ties your self-identity with what you do, how much you make, where you live. Right? The world is concerned about those things.
他叫我們說，不要像這個世界那樣看你自己，不是把你自己的身份是 在於你做的什麼工，你是哪一位，你是有多少金錢。
Because if you tie your self-identity with these things, that's idolatry.
如果你將你自己的身份和這些你所擁有的東西拼在一起的時候，你自己其實將自己成為一個偶像。
Recognize the truth. Wealth is transient.
讓我真的看清楚，就是說金錢其實這些只是虛浮。
Right, it's so uncertain. None of us knows what tomorrow will bring, right? It could be gone.
這些很短暫的，今天所擁有的東西，明天可能會過，即是都是沒有。And
so that's why the Bible implores you to put your hope in the living God.
所以聖經教導我們就說，將我們人生的盼望，不要放在這些事上面，而放在神當中。
Right, don't put your hope in the stock market, or in the quality of your 401k plan, or your retirement plans.
所以就說，不要將你的所有的盼望放在你所擺的401，你的所有的退休金上當中。
Because God is the only one who is secure enough, not only in this life, but in the life to come.
而唯有神的才能够去稳固你的生命，不单止今生的生命，而是以后的生命。
And then the sage in Proverbs says, this God richly provides us with everything for our, what? Enjoyment.
而圣经讲就说，神是供给给我们所有的东西，给我们有一个快乐。
He actually says we should be grateful for what we have.
聖經也說，我們應該是愛所擁有的東西，我們要甘心，我們要有開心。
Because the Bible makes it absolutely clear, what you have is all of grace. It's all God's gifts to you. He gives you what you have.
因為我們所擁有的東西都是神所賜，是一個恩典，我們應該開心快樂所擁有。
It's the very paradox of the gospel, isn't it?
這個是神所給我們的。
Under the gospel, you learn you die to self, live to Christ, right?
聖經說就說我們需要去將這些東西去致死，我才能夠有一個生命。
The gospel paradox is you lose your life to find your life.
聖經說就說你要去喪失你的生命才能夠尋找到這個生命。
The gospel paradox is you deny yourself to discover yourself.
你需要去否認你自己才能夠去尋找到你自己真理。
You do that by going to the cross daily. And when you go to the cross and you bear it daily, you are able to live a resurrection life. You give to receive. Those are such elementary gospel principles, right? For we follow the Christ who did exactly that. That's how you combat the lure, right, of money. Again, let me end with slide 9, just some practical things. Wisdom concerning our money means integrity. You have to be people of integrity. The world has to see that.
圣经也是最后教导说，我们应该有智慧的，怎么去管理我们的金钱。
It means you have to live in self-denial. You can't just spend.
我们应该认清楚我们自己，不应该说我们永远都是去用。
You have to live a more simple lifestyle as a Christian.
我们需要成为一个很简单的一个基督徒。
You can't live on the edge, right? You know, in America, you live on the edge. Everything's borrowed, right? You can't do that.
我们不应该好像一个国家那样，我们所有的金钱好像永远都是活着在边缘那样，刚刚够那样。
You see, when you live on the edge financially, that means your intake, your outtake, your spending is more than your intake, or it's just right at the edge, you know? It's, you're really just making it because your rent's really high or your mortgage is really high. You're just making it, so there's no room to be generous.
意思就是说我们过活的时候，我们不应该活着一个生命当中的一个边缘的时间。意思就是说我们不应该，我们所赚取的和我们所用的好像刚刚够，如果刚刚够的时候，我们不能够很慷慨地去给出。
Because you calculate every penny for yourself.
因为我们每一个分毫，我们都要计住，我们够不够自己。
You know, 5 minutes into eternity, no one's going to say, I wish during my life I'd kept more. I kept more for myself. No one's going to say that.
若然我们去到一个永恒的时候，我们不会说自己，我们不会说，我希望我能够储更加多。
But sadly to say, many will say, I wish I had given more. Given more to the Lord, I regret. Don't be like that. So we不应该说，去到永恒的时候就说，我希望咧，我一早咧应该咧就俾出更加多，俾出多啲，俾出多啲。到时讲嘅时候已经太迟。 The cross is the ultimate example of wealth distribution, right?
而十架就系一个最终嘅一个例子，俾到我哋应该点样去用呢个财富。
Because Jesus Christ was scattered. His glory was torn apart, scattered, and he gave everything away.
耶稣基督就是说，他将他自己的生命去倒空，他自己将他的生命去撒开，而俾到人有生命。
And he's torn apart, scattered. Why? So we could be gathered in.
而就话，他将他自己的生命去撒开出去，好叫我哋人嘅生命，佢我哋能够有得到。
That's why we're here today.
所以我哋今天能够坐喺度当中。
Right, it's because of him and what he's done for us.
因为他所做的一切，我们才能够一起得到。
Why is it possible to have a community of sinners, not at each other's throats? Why is it possible? It's because of him.
我们能够坐在一起，有一个崇拜，是因为耶稣基督所做的一切。
When you see Jesus Christ doing that for you at the cross, you realize that all your other treasures will demand something from you. It's only that treasure of Jesus himself that doesn't demand anything from you.
我们世界上当中所有的财宝，我们觉得的所有应该有的财宝，是要我们所有的生命，要我们的生命要做这些东西出来。但唯有是耶稣基督的财宝，是不需要我们的要求。
Right, you know that. That's the danger of idolatry. It demands that you work and sweat for your idol. You must have it. You will die having it.
我们人生里面的偶像，让我们觉得我们要做些什么，做这个东西才能够得到。
Right, I have to have that amount of money. I have to live in this part of town. I have to have this. I have to have that.
我一定要有这些东西，一定要拥有这些东西，我一定要住在这个地方。
Any other treasure that you set your heart on is going to make you sacrifice for it.
我所心中入边，我所想要嘅财宝， 令到我哋心中入边，我哋想要去牺牲去得到。
And Jesus is the only treasure who will and who has sacrificed for you.
而唯有耶稣基督呢个财宝系佢自己去牺牲去俾到你。
He's the only treasure that could do that for you.
佢又耶稣基督系一个唯一嘅财宝先能够系咁做。
So don't be a slave to your money. Money is good, but it's easily to be corrupted in the hands of sinners.
所以话金钱本身系好，但系唔好成为一个金钱嘅奴隶。
Run to Him and His ways of handling your money.
让我哋去跟随主耶稣基督去学习点样去控去掌管我哋嘅金钱。
Father, thank you for your word and for the wisdom of Proverbs.
主啊，感谢你，感谢你俾我哋有一个箴言。
Lord, I know it's a touchy subject, hitting our pocketbooks, but Lord, money can be very enslaving.
我有一个接触到一个好敏感嘅题目，一个金钱，但我哋知道金钱系嚟去接触到我哋嘅生命。
And we thank you, Jesus shed His blood and went to the cross so that we could be free from the chains of our idols.
但系主，我哋感谢耶稣基督，去嚟到呢个世上，去嚟呢个十架上，俾我哋能够将呢个金钱嘅捆绑去释放。
So give us your wisdom when it comes to our money.
所以求主你俾我有呢个智慧，去懂得点样去运用我哋嘅财富。
And we pray that that would bring honor and glory to your holy name.
而我哋能够成为一个义人，将呢个嘅荣耀一切嘅都交给俾你。
We ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我咁祈祷，奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。